Yes.
All right. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready. All right. Look up the Mild High Club.
Mild High Club.
It's homage by Mild High Club.
Is that right?
On an album called Skip Tracing. And it's good. And I kind of like it. There's no...
Do you know what Skip Tracing is? That's like bail bondsman.
I don't know.
That's how they find people.
I don't know.
All right, wait a minute. You're making some odd noises over there.
Yeah, sorry. My stomach's not feeling too good.
That's not your stomach. That was your mouth.
Yeah, but I mean, trying to stretch around. When you move, sometimes you make noises.
All right, what's the name of the artist? Oh, I'm...
Mild High Club.
Mild High... Mild High Club. Oh, I'm Mild High Club. There we are.
And homage.
Okay. Homage. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, I just made a fart noise from my nose. Did you hear that?
There was no way I could have missed it.
Okay.
Max.
Just wondering.
This is episode...
Three. We've been way behind.
We are way behind, but it's the holidays and... I'm sorry.
A lot of things going on.
I'm sorry. You are way behind. It's the holidays.
Yeah, it is. It's me. My bad.
You've been working out. Going to school. And busy not being a dick.
Yeah. Trying.
That's a full-time job. How'd you find this music?
Some of my friends recommended it to me. Recommended.
Okay. I know that look on your face. You don't want Chicky to sing. Okay, episode 3, Max Hooker's Don't Be a Dick podcast. Let's see, you're going to be in the, let me think, I know this, you're going to be in the third grade.
Yep.
And, no, you're going to be a freshman next year, right?
Yeah.
So you're in the eighth grade.
Yeah.
What's a typical day like? When you get up, what do you do? Where do you go? What class are you bored by? What do you look forward to? What time do you jump right out of bed all by yourself? You're in charge of getting up.
You mean what time does my dad turn on the light and rip off the covers and yell at me?
Is that how, that sounds like the military a little bit.
A little bit. Like about 10 minutes before we have to leave, so.
Okay. All right. So we're showering the night before? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, every once in a while I'll shower before if I have time.
All right.
But I'm not good at waking up, so.
Yeah, I don't know who is until you get to be a little older then.
You kind of have to.
Then you got to have to wake up. So you're getting dad takes you to school and he drops you off, then what?
Then me or dad? Dad goes to work after.
Hang out. You hang out in the gym. You tell people how it's going to be, stuff like that?
No, the cafeteria is like right there.
When you go to the front door?
No.
Okay.
There's like a side door. It's almost an entrance. They made it look like an entrance door. Like I feel like to trick people in it.
Really?
It gets people and it's kind of funny.
Okay.
But yeah, that's where we all hang out, is right in the cafeteria.
You and the squad?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Squad goals.
Squad goals. That's right though, right? Squad? Yeah. Used to be posse. Uh-huh. Boys? I don't know.
It still is boys.
It's still boys?
Yeah, we still say the boys.
I'm out with the boys.
Yeah.
So you hustle to get your homework done at that point?
No.
Max?
I usually have it done, or if I don't, I usually just do the homework in my first period classes, and then...
Wait a minute.
And then I do the homework for my later period classes in those classes, so...
Well, what do you do in the classes that you're supposed to be?
They just hand out homework, and then I do that, and in the afternoon, so then I'll have time in the morning classes to do my homework.
All right.
I got a plan going on.
Sounds like it.
Sometimes it doesn't work, though. So.
How many times do you do the homework in dad's car or truck on the way to school?
Never.
It's never.
Like, it's like a...
That's
like
a bold statement.
It's like a six-minute drive. I don't have a lot of time to get anything done.
Oh, that's true. Plus, your handwriting will probably be shaky or whatever. Yeah. Well, you probably don't... there's no pen to paper, right? Is it all iPad and stuff?
I mean, yeah, we got Macs, like computers, school computers. Yeah. That we carry around.
Instead of books?
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. You know, in my day, we had shovels.
Death to books.
We use
all books are dead. Nobody uses books anymore.
We use coal to write on shovels. We had to watch TV by candlelight. And
I'm pretty sure people still use coals and fires. Right?
Maybe. Well, maybe somewhere. Maybe, right?
Yeah. It's really awkward without Mom. There's like this empty space between me and Chick.
There was a chair.
Yeah.
We left your chair open. Your mom's not on the episode this week. She's at home with your sister.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about anything other than school, it seems like?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of school.
You know, boy, I don't think anyone's ever been a fan of school, and I don't know why that is, and I'm sure the school feels bad that people aren't a fan of it.
No, they obviously don't care.
No, that's not true.
Then why do they make you go there?
Well, because you have to learn things, and there has to be some sort of...
Well, why don't they make learning fun?
Well, they try. I'm sure they try. You've seen these movies where these teachers are...
That's movies.
...dressed up like the various figures from in history, and I'm George Washington. I was the first president of the United States. And the kids see that, and all of a sudden, they schools may... Yeah, that probably doesn't happen that much. Yeah,
there's like superheroes and aliens in movies, I doubt.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh. Sorry. My voice was a little.
We had a raw bar before we came in here. Crab dip, salmon. Had some the obligatory cranberry juice.
Yeah.
And here we are. What's going on since your last podcast? Anything?
Nothing.
Nothing remarkable?
Not really.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Do you have Thanksgiving?
We had one Thanksgiving.
Well, how many do you want? Everybody.
I didn't even eat that much. I wasn't hungry on Thanksgiving.
Who's not hungry on Thanksgiving?
I don't know. I kept ready for the pies. So that's all I care about.
You can't live on pies, Max.
I came when it's Thanksgiving.
All right. What about after school? Don't you like, aren't you getting in shape for stuff?
Yeah, we got to do football workouts, which is fun when it can be fun, but I mean I just like it because it's a challenge. Really, you get to challenge yourself and you don't have to have somebody telling you what to do all the time, so that's kind of cool.
You're in charge of yourself, right?
Yeah.
Do you fill out like forms and what you've done and the workouts and
no
stuff like that?
They just assign you places, and there's a lot of older classmen, so they kind of help us with stuff too, so it's kind of cool.
Pretty successful football program over there in New Pal.
Yeah.
And next year is your freshman year. There you go.
Yeah.
So, well, I guess that's it. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, goodbye.
Oh, stop!
What else?
You've been watching anything interesting on TV? You've been, how are you dealing with your, Well, yeah. You have a favorite teacher. Oh, she's gone though, right?
Who? Miss Vizian? Yeah, she's gone.
Yeah, she's moved along to another school.
Yeah.
But there's got to be other teachers that you, without naming any names, you like some teachers, right?
Yeah.
There, see?
I'd say math is probably my favorite.
You like math?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any dances? Oh.
No.
Max?
Eighth graders don't go to dances.
Now that's...
No, There's formal at the end, and that's what we save up for.
The eighth grade formal?
Yeah.
So that's not the prom, that's the formal.
Yeah.
So freshmen through
it's
seniors
it's,
go to the prom.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that hasn't changed. All right. Uh-huh. Eighth grade formal. Uh-huh. When's the eighth grade formal?
I have no clue.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. And even if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
Why?
Especially not on podcast.
That's what people want to know about.
Yeah, but it's usually at the school. And if people find out where the school is and what day it's on, then a lot of people will come to there. And that'd be weird.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, it would.
Nobody's going to come to the 8th grade formal.
What if they do, though?
You mean like trying to get in? Do you have to buy a ticket?
Yeah. Probably either. I mean, stuff like that's usually like $5.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
How much homework do you have right now? So you're up at what, 6?
No, I wake up around 7.
7 a.m.
And I get to school around 7:10. Or sometimes I'll wake up around 7:10 and go to school at 7:20.
All right.
Or like today, I woke up at 7:20 and I got to school at like 7:35.
Late slip? You have to have a late slip?
No.
No? They don't care if you're late? That seems like a pretty cool school.
No, I got to school at... I messed up. I got to school at like 7:30. The late bill's 7:35, so we're good.
All right.
Yeah.
So math's your favorite subject. Uh-huh. What's your least favorite subject?
I don't like... It's not that I don't like these subjects, it's just I don't like the teachers mainly. But I mean...
Max!
Well, it's... I don't know. You can't say... Yeah, you can't say you haven't had a teacher that you hated.
Well, hate's a strong word, but there have been several teachers that when you're... tend to blurt stuff out and trying to be funny. It's kind of bumpy. Yeah,
it's funny though.
No, you can't. You got to pick your spot. You can't do it all the time, Max.
I don't do it all the time.
You let somebody else take over.
Yeah.
Have you ever done this? Have you ever told someone in the class that I'm not going to say this, but why don't you?
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
That's what best friends are for.
So you tell, and then they yell it out, and then they get in trouble?
No. It's usually not. It's not something like bad.
Oh, it's just trying to be funny. Sometimes. What's the last thing you were trying to be funny about? So you were teaching something, and you said, hey, Alexander Hamilton, I've seen that play, you know, stuff like that.
No.
Nothing?
I'm usually, like, dry humor, and you can't really blurt out dry humor, so it's not...
That's true.
Yeah. And dry humor is not something that people might just laugh at a lot, so.
You can't just yell wiener or something like that. No.
I mean, it's not
I
that,
could just it, hear if your mom were here. Wouldn't, Jack!
It wouldn't be that funny, though. I mean, it's just wiener.
What's so funny? Are farts still funny?
I mean, if they're random.
Friendly fire out in the hallway, yeah. Right?
No, I mean, like, in the middle of class, like, if we're, like, say, in language arts and we're reading, somebody lets one go. Kind of funny.
Now, do you hear it every time, or is it just present all of a sudden?
No, it's funny, like, if I hear it and to look at the person that I think did it, and they look around like they don't know what happened, which I've done that a couple times before, so I'm not going to...
Have you been the one that's done it and then look at a person and
everybody's farted in class. That's all right. You can't put that on me.
I never farted in class.
Oh, that's not true.
All right. That isn't true. No, it is tough. That's the, what is that? The easiest laugh. You're not, somebody tells you not to laugh or puts you somewhere where you shouldn't laugh. Mm-hmm. And then
it's hard not to laugh.
It's hard not to laugh. Yeah. What do you get called for jury duty? That's a bumpy one. Yeah. All right. You like math. You don't like language arts.
I don't like social studies either. But I like biology. Biology's kind of fun.
Biology, when I was in high school, freshman year, I think, it was in the basement, first class, at like 8 o'clock, 8:30. And it was so, I went to a very ancient high school. It was a big, giant brick building. We had boilers, actually. And it was about 110 degrees in the basement every morning. And go ahead, try and stay awake that time of day, being 15, 16 years old, and studying biology. But these newfangled schools now, though.
Yeah, we got stuff to keep us awake.
What do you mean?
I mean, like
coffee. You like coffee? No, they don't serve coffee at high school, do they? Can't serve coffee. Or the,
I bet they can. Elementary school. I mean, like, it costs a lot of money, probably, to get all that coffee.
That's true.
Because everybody wants coffee.
You think we'll ever have a Starbucks in the school?
I doubt it.
And I'm saying that, and someone listening to this podcast goes, there's a Starbucks in a such and such in Sacramento, California, or
I mean, probably
Trenton,
like
New Jersey.
Colleges.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But like, I doubt there's one in a high school.
So you're going to be a freshman next year. Are you thinking about where you're going to college at, or is that even on the radar yet?
That's not on the radar yet. Yeah. Because, I mean, the two things that I'm planning to go to college for is either art or football, and I doubt I'm going to go to college for football because the chances of that are very unlikely.
Why do you say that?
Well, because, like, barely, like, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's really small of the amount of high school players that go to college for football.
Yeah, it's like high school team, there's like, what, 7-8 guys that are amazing on a great team, right?
And not all of them even get it. So.
Right, and then those seven or eight, maybe two or three play SEC or Big Ten or one of the big conferences, college football, and of those players only, you know, yeah. But then when you get to the pros, everybody's the best athlete you've ever seen in your life, and 6'5", 260, runs a 40, and 4.45.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any tests coming up? Anything you're worried about?
I got a biology test.
Tomorrow?
That I just remembered.
You've got
about.
Tomorrow on your face, and you just remembered it.
Uh-huh.
Because when we left your house, your mom said, do you have any homework? And what did you say?
I said I don't got a lot.
No.
I don't.
You said, I'm good, is what you said.
She said, she was asking if I had to do any here, which I probably won't. So.
Well, you didn't bring your book. Oh, you can sign in or something.
No. I can't do any of that. I need my computer.
Okay.
But it's cool. So. It's fine.
Is there anything coming up you're looking forward to other than Christmas? You still look forward to Christmas break?
Yeah, and I mean, besides the people that listen to this from school, there's this thing called Spirit Day, and that's real fun. I had a lot of fun last year. So.
Is there like a Spirit Week where each day is a different, or is that smaller
kids? Yeah, they do
kids?
That, but they it's just like dress-up things, and not everybody does it. I do it just to mess around with my friends. Like, I'll just wear random stuff on, like, the days that you can. Mm-hmm. Like, there's, like color day or something, and I'll just wear, like, all one color, like black or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so it's stuff like that, yeah.
You guys have a basketball team, right? Eighth grade basketball team?
Yeah.
Do you go to those games? No?
Every once in a while. I mean, I've been having a lot of work at school lately, so, yeah. I don't know.
That sounded like you're in trouble.
No.
Catch up on a lot of work is what I heard.
Yeah.
Max!
What?
Really? You've been missing assignments? They've been giving you...
Yeah, a little bit. But it's all right. I'm.
Does anybody else... I don't think... Does your mom and dad know this?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's cool.
All right. Probably not a good idea for them to hear it on the podcast. Did you know Max didn't do his homework? He'd been missing assignments and he has stuff to make up. And
yeah, no, that's fine.
Are you doing this, what is it? You watch guys, people, kids?
YouTube.
On YouTube and watch them play games, right? Or is it...
I mean, that's just something that...
Video games? Or has that been around long? Is that gone now? Or
no, it's still around. It's just something that.
I remember you were into like Markiplier or what's his name or.
No,
yes, like, you were.
No, okay. I mean, I didn't like Markiplier, but I know who you're talking about. Okay. I don't know if you know who you're talking about.
No. Here's the thing. I don't know who I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Don't think for a minute I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Isn't there another guy, though? Markiplier, and then there's...
There's like...
Simpatico. What's his name? Daryl Dawkins. What is it?
I don't know. I think you kind of know what you're talking about. But you don't. I don't know what you're talking about, so...
What do you watch on YouTube? What do you like to watch on YouTube? You and your boys, you guys sit around and watch some guy play video games on YouTube.
Yeah, we like the... there's this man called Danny Duncan.
See, Daryl Dawkins, I was close. I was really close.
Maybe you were.
Danny Duncan. What, did he work for Dunkin' Donuts? What's he do?
Nah, he does crazy stuff, and he's really funny.
What do you mean, like?
Like,
Blows pumpkins up, stuff like that?
Kinda.
Really?
He does a lot of, what's it? Oh, my God. Why do I always forget the simple words?
No, I'll get it. Go ahead, help.
He does a lot of stuff with people, on the street.
Oh, he interviews people, right?
No. He messes with
them. Oh, he pranks people. Okay.
Yeah.
Like a hidden camera, and somebody, he puts a microphone, an earpiece in somebody's ear, and he tells them what to say, stuff like that?
No. He, I don't know, it's hard. I don't really watch him that much, but I know a lot of my friends do, so.
Well, that doesn't sound like video games. That just sounds like pranks, right?
Yeah, I don't watch a lot of video games.
You watch the prankster shows, though.
Yeah. I like nature videos. I like those. Like with the animals, like where they rescue animals. I like that.
Oh, yeah?
I saw this really weird one where they found this dog that had been buried.
What?
Yeah. And like most of its face was gone. Like almost all of its face was gone.
Right.
And then they had to like wrap it up, clean it out, do all this stuff.
Get it stable, right?
Yeah, and then like 3 weeks later, it grows like this eye, like back its eye, or you can start to see it. And then maybe like a year later, they show him, and he just got like half his face gone, but it's like still skin. It's weird. It was kind of cool though.
But he's a happy, healthy dog.
Yeah, other he's than happy, that? Happy, healthy dog.
Huh.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
We used to have a show called Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom when I was a kid.
Yeah?
And they would go and like wrestle alligators and...
Crocodile Dundee?
Sorta. And there'd be lions and elephants and things like that. It wasn't on YouTube.
Who's that one guy that got stung by a stingray?
Oh, Steve Irwin? Yeah.
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 I always used to watch him.
You need a one shot.
On tape. Right? When I was little, back when tapes, people actually used tapes.
Oh, like video. Oh, like a videotape. Yeah, sure.
Like VHS.
Oh, we were in the grocery store. Those girls were getting a movie out of the red box. Taking it home, putting it in the DVD player.
What if you had something like Redbox, but for VHS tapes back then?
We had video stores, Max. Do you know what those were?
No, I'm talking like mobile thing, like things that they put everywhere.
I don't know if they had those, but they had the videos.
Like, what if, though? Like,
oh. I don't know.
You know? I bet it'd be really slow, because things were slow back then.
That's not necessarily
slow. Yeah. A lot of things are slow, technology-wise, compared to now.
Well, yeah, we didn't... I feel like I'm being insulted, and I'm not sure.
I don't know. Did you grow up with VHS?
No.
Exactly.
We didn't have... I think I got one of the first VHS home recorders, and I want to say 1970.
One of the big ones?
Yeah. You put it in, clank, you had to mash it down, and clank, clank, and then if you wanted to
record... Did you put it over your shoulders?
No.
Okay. That's just one thing.
It sat under the TV, and you put the big VHS cassette
in there.
Oh,
I thought you meant like a video. Okay.
A camera. Yeah. No, I had one of those, too. It was giant. Yeah, I did put that on my shoulder. You're right on that.
Yeah.
But the VHS, if you wanted to record a TV show, you had to run, obviously, the TV through the VHS recorder. And all it was, you can only record one thing at a certain time. And basically, you had to turn it to the right television station. It wouldn't do any of this by itself. And then all you basically were setting was an alarm clock, like 8 o'clock, 8 to 9 o'clock that night. It would record whatever channel you had. It was really, like basic stuff. Mm-hmm. And then every now and then the tape would get, you'd record a program and the tape would get all like wrinkled and you wouldn't be able to watch it. And yeah, I used to record Letterman at 12:30 at night on NBC on the old show.
There's like this 50th anniversary thing last night.
Oh, Carol Burnett?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Oh my God. I used to watch the commercials for that, like the infomercials.
Yeah, like half hour long infomercials.
For that. Yeah. And they were like just the little parts were so funny.
I know those, I think everybody says this. My favorite part of those was when, Tim Conway would make Harvey Korman laugh, the little guy making the tall guy laugh. And they showed my favorite one last night where Tim Conway is the fireman. He's a really old fireman guy. And Harvey Korman's laying on his back, and he's overcome by smoke. And Tim Conway has to give Harvey mouth to mouth to bring him back.
What about one where the butler, where Tim Conway plays the butler?
And he has to get up on the doorknob. Yeah.
And he gets stuck.
And the doorknob's all waxy. Yeah. He can't get a hold of it.
Yeah. And then he pushes the door open.
Yeah, and it wasn't shut at all. He just pushed it open. Yeah.
Nobody knows what we're talking about right now, probably.
I bet everybody knows about
it. Not people of my age.
You don't know. Well, probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, that's okay.
Not really.
No?
Because the Carol Burnett show is amazing, and they should all go watch it, so.
Well, maybe they will after hearing this. So yeah, what's amazing now? What does everybody like happened yesterday that people were going, oh my God, did you see? It's Jay-Z's birthday. Did you see that?
It's not Jay-Z's
birthday. Today's Jay-Z's birthday.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Happy birthday, Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
Not much.
Oh.
No.
What movie do you... Isn't there... Was there any sort of big...
I don't watch movies till they come out on Apple, so...
You don't go to the theater? We've been to the movies before.
A couple times. I don't like the theater. Unless it's like...
What's the last... Get Out? Was that the last movie you went to?
That's still a cool theater with the...
Oh, yeah.
Chairs that go back and stuff. Right. Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Is that a... movie's a
what?
Date destination? That
No, this is too far away.
Oh, the theater?
Yeah. We usually go to the little one in Greenfield where there's only like 6 movies playing and none of the good ones are playing, so you gotta look for like the one that's at least...
Sure, the Legacy's a great little theater there in Greenfield. We've been there.
It's all right. When they got good movies. And they usually only got one or two.
So. Good corn.
That's true. They got some good popcorn.
Good popcorn. Clean bathrooms. I want so desperately to ask you about your dating life, but I'm not going to.
Not much going on.
No, I'm just saying. Mm. I think people want to know.
Yeah, but not really. I doubt anybody would want to know that.
When's your last day before Christmas break?
My last what?
The last day of school before Christmas. You get out for Christmas.
Oh, I thought you said last date. I was like, I don't got that much.
The last day you go to school, and then the next day starts Christmas break.
I think it's the 22nd.
22nd? Yeah, that sounds right. Maybe? No, 22nd's a Friday.
Yeah, 22nd then.
Yeah. All right. And then you're off till middle of January, right, or something like that?
Yeah. Last year we got back January 1st, so that kind of sucked.
I remember that, right?
Yeah, that was terrible. I hope we don't do that this time, so.
What do you want for Christmas? That's a good. Do you go through the catalog like I did and circle stuff and leave it out where people could find? No, you don't do that at all, do you?
No.
You make a wish list on Amazon and make sure.
My parents don't even let me do that. They just buy me stuff. We have no planning towards our
none
Christmas. It's just
your mom doesn't plan for Christmas at all. Is that what you're trying to get me to believe right
no,
now?
No, I mean like present wise. Like, oh, like we don't ask for stuff. She just gets it for us. So, I mean, unless we really want something, then we'll ask for it. But I'm usually happy with what she gives me. So,
like a game system or something like that.
No, she's not big on those things. She kind of hates those things. So it feels weird talking about her without seeing her. I keep on looking over.
Oh, she's sitting there. Believe me. She's hearing it somehow.
Yeah.
She knows.
She's going to bust through the door, fly through the window.
What did you want to talk about? Anything? Anything on the top of your mind? You're going, I'm getting wait for the podcast. Are people asking you about the podcast?
Yeah, a lot of people ask me because I haven't put it in any of them. Because we haven't made any.
No matter what podcast it is, people are always like, hey, where's the new podcast? No matter what. No matter what podcast you do, no matter how often you put them out. If you put them out every Tuesday, Wednesday, and then the next week you just put out on Wednesday, where's the new podcast? But that's nice. People like it, right? Yeah, wouldn't.
People expect too much.
They would say.
But I mean, we were just talking about that in Kroger.
Oh, there's too many choices.
Too many choices. People expect too much.
Man, there are too many choices. It's overwhelming how many choices we have.
Yeah, but I mean, it's always good to have choices, though, right?
Well, sure.
I mean, you wouldn't want like one choice of pop, you know, like.
Oh my God! Don't like even don't
Sprite,
even
Sprite. Like that's all you could have ever.
Don't even joke about that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know how Chicky likes his Diet Pepsi. Don't joke.
What
about
if you
that
could only have regular popcorn, no butter? Mm-hmm. It'd be crazy.
Boy, you're hitting all of my sensitive topics.
I know. That's what I'm trying to do here. I know what you like.
My goodness. All right.
Ugh. There hasn't been much going on in these last couple of weeks.
Well, it's quiet. You know, everybody's looking forward to it. Does everyone check out for Christmas break? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, it's just smooth from here out. From here on out.
So. Are there any controversies? Are there any
at school?
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have asked that. I mean, reasonable controversies. You know, like.
Actually, there has been a lot lately, which I don't want to talk about them because they're not appropriate.
Yeah. You know what though? What I found is no matter what age, no matter what generation, no matter what year it is, I think, and it's all you're always in trouble when you make a generalization, but I think kids always know way more and handle it a lot better than the adults think they're going to. You know what I mean? Like no matter what happens and or
because they don't take us seriously because we're not their peers. They're your kids.
The kids. Don't tell the kids. I don't know what we're going to do.
And most of the time we already know.
And they already know. And you're most of you're handling it better than the adults are. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. It's definitely my case. Yeah.
It's a weird feeling. Because then you feel like you're better than them, but you know you're not because they probably know more than you anyway, so.
Well, they all, I think they get all caught up in not wanting to, not wanting to upset you, I guess, or, you know, they.
But, I mean, the truth's the truth, you know? Kind of like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. As long as you go with the truth, you should be okay.
I feel like I'm all over the place today. I'm sorry. Where? Mom brings up the topics and knows what's up.
She steers the ship. I normally just sit here. I've had talked more today than I have the whole.
Speaking of that, I've had some people.
Tell me to shut up. I understand that.
No.
I get that professionally, Max. Okay. I hear that. Okay. Good. Sorry.
No. One of my uncle's friends. He listens to the podcast at work, and sometimes he's not supposed to be listening to the podcast, but he says he has to turn it up a little bit for him to hear me and Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you come on, he has to turn it way down so, so he doesn't get in trouble. And I thought that was kind of funny.
Well, that's because I speak with... Yeah, I know. I get that a lot.
No, that's it's cool, though. I mean, you know how cool it'd be for, like, people... Like, for me to be an announcer at school...
Do they do that? Do they still do that? Have no. Let kids do the announcements?
No, not at all.
Why?
Because they don't trust us.
There has to be someone like Max Hooker who could go in and do the announcements in the morning and do them in a nice way. Good morning, Sugar Creek.
No, they're in middle school.
Doe Creek? Is it Doe Creek? Good morning, Doe Creek. Yeah. There are too many creeks over there. Aren't they going to go New Palin Elementary here pretty soon? Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Or it's going to be the last Doe Creek class.
Right.
So, but no, they definitely don't trust us over there. So everybody, I'm friends with a lot of freshmen, and when they were in eighth grade, I was friends with them when they were in eighth grade, and they say at the high school, everything, like everybody, like the teachers mainly don't care about stuff, so they're a lot more lenient, I guess. Is that the word, lenient?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, the principal made the announcements when I was in, you know, elementary, middle school, mm-hmm. high school. The only thing I did was my senior year, I was the public address announcer for the basketball games. That was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
But
that seems like fun. That'd be fun.
And then I got in trouble, though.
What did you do?
Me and three of my boys, we played poker after school. I mean, we didn't play for money, but, you know, like Tuesdays or Thursdays, whatever the hell it was. Uh-huh. We went to one of my friends' houses, and I thought, how many bad stories started out with? Well, I thought... And I made an announcement for, we called it the ASPC, the After School Poker Club. And I thought it would be funny to make that announcement. Like, what is the, I forget what it was, something like, what is the ASPC? We'll see David or Billy or Mark and or me, and I'll let you know. And maybe you'll be eligible for membership or something. And the principal was on me in like 30 seconds after I turned the mic off. He's like, hey, let's not do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know my principal's name? You'll never guess what my principal's name was.
What is it?
Chuck Taylor. Like the Converse shoes. That was his, honest to God.
Connie? Is that what you guys call him?
No. We should have, though.
Yeah.
Yo, Connie. he wouldn't have liked that.
Yeah, I'm really good at making nicknames for older people.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we all call her, all the people, like, in charge at school. We all call them by their first name. They don't like it, but it's funny.
Max, that's disrespect.
It's funny, though. Craig was the first one. Craig Moore.
Don't give his last name. What? Unless you want to. Go ahead. Well,
I mean, I would have called him Mr. Moore, and that would have been nice, but I mean.
His name is Craig.
Craig Moore.
You know what, though? Even now, my favorite teacher, I can't call her Joyce.
Yeah, I'll do that with
Mrs. Hildebrand. You know, well, you just did it earlier.
Miss Buzan, yeah.
Miss Buzan.
Always Miss Buzan.
You don't use her first name.
Tiffany.
You know what I'm saying. Hey, what's up? You wouldn't do that. If you saw her in the grocery store, that'd really throw you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I probably should stop saying people's first and last name. I thought I like...
You haven't said anything bad, though.
I know, but like, Mom would probably say something... issues here, so I'm gonna stop doing that.
You know, that's gonna be the interesting part of this week's podcast is mm-hmm. when she hears what we've done. I'm gonna need to hear that before you put that up. Can I take a listen to that?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, you know, maybe she surprises you every now and then. She's gonna throw it up, you know.
So. Yeah, and it's completely random. There's no structure. There's no like sequence to it. She's just sometimes she'll be cool with it, or sometimes she'll. Freak out, and sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's not.
What's her favorite phrase?
I
got one. Ready?
Mm.
Knock it off. She says that a lot.
She's really good. She'll give you dead stares too, where she'll just look over at you. Like with her mouth open.
Yeah, this might not see the light of day. She will give you the 1,000-yard stare.
Or she'll hit you.
Oh.
Like a playful slap. Right, on the shoulder or something.
Seriously. She likes that word too. Seriously? Serious? Are you kidding me right now? Mm-hmm. And then there, of course, is when she's driving.
Or when you try to, she'll be annoyed with me. And, randomly I'll just give her a hug and she'll be like, get off me right now. And she'll get, really, really tense.
I don't know why she gets a New York accent, but she's knock it off and get off me.
Yeah. I'd do that too. I call her Ma.
Ma. Like a New York boxer. Hey, Ma. I love you, Ma. Mm-hmm. I got a big fight tonight. Any fights at school? Don't answer that.
Yes.
Disagreements?
Yeah, all the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's no fun.
Are you going to have a guest on? You think you're having a guest on? There's somebody in your brain.
The first one that always comes up is who's the psychic that you guys have had on a couple times?
Who, Marilyn?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think she'd be fun.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I thought one of your friends, though.
I had this big plan, and I don't know if it's going to work out so well. So.
Huh.
A lot of my friends, I feel like, would be too immature for this. So, I mean, I'm not downplaying any of them, but I know my friends. I'm immature, so. I always mess up that word. That makes me feel stupid.
What, immature?
Yeah.
No.
I always say immature.
Immature?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's no ends in it, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. But you know, right? You'll get it. What else was I going to ask you?
I don't know. You keep on looking at me like you're going to say something.
And I don't have anything.
I don't know what to talk about.
What do you got? You want something to have some? You want to ask me something? What's it like to be in a real radio studio?
I've been in the radio studio before.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you when it happens. I'll let you know. We pride ourselves on trying not to be real radio. Right? Hey, how are you? You're right.
Yeah, you guys don't. You don't use that announcer voice all the time. But, I mean, sometimes you got to, you know.
Sometimes you have
to. When you're announcing something, you have to, you announce the sports.
You have to speak clearly.
Yeah.
That's right. Last night, Seahawks beat Eagles.
The Browns lost again.
Yeah. Redskins didn't try. But the Cowboys won, and Addie's happy when the Cowboys win, so that was good.
Are you sure?
No, it's not. Yeah. I'm still mad about it, and it, never mind.
He's the only one that likes the Cowboys from
not true.
This area.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, out of all the teams. Georgia hasn't been doing too good. Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Decide what they're going to do, yeah.
No, yeah, Matt Ryan.
They've got great players.
Yeah, he had a great season last year. And he's just been a little, I don't know. He hasn't been making the cool passes that he's been doing. He did last year. It's weird. I don't know. If I start talking about sports, that's all we're going to talk about for the rest of the podcast. So.
So Christmas break coming up. You don't go to the basketball. You don't go to the basketball games very often.
Yeah. So.
Sleepovers. You do sleepovers.
I mean, they're hangouts.
Hangouts.
Nobody calls them sleepovers anymore. That's lame. Lame.
That's hurtful.
Lame.
So you hang out all night?
Yeah.
I never will forget. I forget what it was. But I picked you up from somebody's house in the morning, and you checked in with your phone. That's how I found out where you were. And first of all, I didn't know you could do that. But you got in the truck and you were so, you'd obviously been up all night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I've only completed an all-nighter two times. But, I mean, I've gotten close a couple times.
Man, that was fun when you do that. Just see how late you could stay up.
No, but, I mean, going to sleep at 7 o'clock in the morning sucks.
And then waking up at 9.
Yeah, because you probably, like, have been, you've been running off soda and candy and chips all night. And then you just feel, like, absolute
dog doo-doo.
Yeah, and then you had to go to bed, and then you wake up, and you usually wake up with a headache. So it's a lot like a hangover, but with children. So, I mean, I've seen a hangover a couple of times.
You've seen it. You haven't experienced it. Of course not.
Sadly, no.
What do we do with this episode?
I have no clue.
All right. Is that it? You got anything else, you think? No? You're gonna, we're going to get in the car, and you're going to go, wait, I was going to say.
Damn. I was wanting to ask you, how do you feel? What are your stance on memes? What do you know about memes?
Memes? I'm just now getting into, or is that a meme? That might not be a meme. A GIF? That's a difference.
Yeah.
Or a GIF?
GIF. I call it GIF. I get mad when people call it GIF, but I mean, it's whatever you
want. So I shouldn't say GIF? That'll upset you.
I don't care, really.
GIF, lame. Is that it? No, the iPhone has that bar. You can type in like virtually any word, and it'll give you a meme or a GIF or whatever.
The app where you have GIFs.
Yeah, and it can send it to you.
GIF keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen the picture of you I have in the contacts? I don't even know if you remember this picture.
What is it?
You're wearing a helmet.
What is that?
I know. We're at a Halloween store and you're wearing a helmet.
Is that like a Trojan?
I think it is like a Roman. Like a Roman helmet. Yeah. Yeah. I think we're in one of those party stores.
Oh. Yeah. I love those stores.
You like Halloween? Is that your favorite holiday, Halloween?
Or no, I just like messing around. That's a good holiday to mess around with. Right. It should be a national holiday though. That's my only problem.
It should be?
It should be. I mean, there's nothing to celebrate, obviously, but I mean,
who would not celebrate Halloween?
Exactly.
Everybody, what's wrong with you?
Everybody celebrates Halloween.
Right.
Except for like old people, but I mean.
So it's not, it is a national holiday, but you want to make it official like Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, like where we get a week off of school.
For Halloween.
Or maybe like a day, like at the least, you know?
When I was a kid, like if Halloween was on a Saturday night, they wouldn't let us have trick-or-treat on Saturday night. We'd like go on Tuesday.
Why?
Because it was a weekend and they didn't want to chance poor behavior, I guess. It was called Beggar's Night and you go out begging for candy. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It sounds weird and odd now.
It is.
Maybe it was weird and odd. Then, too, we just didn't know, Max. We didn't know. You know? Who knows?
Yeah.
You don't know.
Halloween, for me right now, is just like...
You don't trick-or-treat, though, right?
No.
No.
It's just like a place where you can wear dumb stuff and mess around with your friends and run around the neighborhood. You know?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. I mean, unless there's, like, a bowl full of candy and it says take two, then we're probably going to take the entire bowl because...
Because you're ornery.
And we're 14, so, I mean, who cares, right?
We used to go out on a state highway road and lay in the ditch. This was incredibly dangerous and stupid. Well, not, it makes it sound like we're right by the road. We're, like... maybe 50, 60 feet from the road.
And okay, I thought you were like running out on the road.
A buddy of mine had an apple orchard. There were apples everywhere.
Oh, and you used to throw apples?
We used to throw apples at semis. We'd never throw at passenger cars. That's a true story. I don't know why we didn't, but for some reason,
that would
I don't
have been
know,
way funnier.
Cooler heads prevailed. I don't know. Can you imagine? That would make like a dent in a car driving by when you're throwing apples at them.
And yeah, if you threw it hard enough.
But the The semis, you could, and the semis were easier to hit, obviously, because of the big can on the back. You just bang that on the side of it. You'd see him coming, and you throw it. And about 30 seconds later, wham! And just laugh. Yep, that's what we used to do.
I don't know. Loud sounds are funny, though.
Loud what? Thumps?
Like, loud sounds.
Oh.
If there's, like, a random loud sound in the middle of class, that's funny, you know?
Does she still scare you? Like, jump out and scare you all the time?
Who, Mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she does that woo that she does real loud.
Woo! Yeah, I'm familiar. Yeah.
That's no fun. It doesn't even scare me anymore.
Have you seen the pan lid? Does she do the pan lid?
Oh, that's been a while.
Clangs the pan lids together?
Uh-huh.
Man.
Did she do that, like in band or something? Because she's really good
symbols?
At it.
I don't know.
It's like she does it like perfect form. And
yeah,
like,
oh, bang, just, yeah. Wham, like, yeah.
Set the thing.
Like it was a cymbal.
Yeah.
All right, well, you want to wrap it up there, bud?
I guess.
Unless you can think of anything else.
I've been trying to think of something for...
The next one will be the Christmas Don't Be a Dick. How about that? Oh, we didn't say, hey, remember, don't be a dick.
Yeah, don't be a dick.
Did you see any people being dicks in the past couple of weeks? Without saying any names? Like Craig or anybody?
School controversy is a hard topic to talk about when everybody listens to your podcast at school. Yeah. Like, you can't say anything specific without people knowing what it is. So, I mean, but obviously people that are listening right now are thinking of something. So, I think we're good.
And everybody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right. The holiday, don't be a dick, coming up.
Yeah.
Thank you, Max.
All right. You're welcome.
This one?
Is it? Nope, that's not it.
That's not it? That one?
It's called Homage.
Oh, that's right.
H-O-M-A-G-E.
It's French. It's homage. There it is.
There you go. Oh, is it?
This has been the Don't Be a Dick podcast with Max Hooker.
Yeah.
I'm your professional announcer, Claude Balls. Say goodnight, Max.
Good night. Good morning.
Yeah, whenever you're listening.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, there you go.
See, a lot of people listen in the morning, and I didn't know that. So.
No kidding. Huh. There's a perfectly fine radio show they could be listening to in the morning, but apparently they're listening to your podcast. That's fine. What the hell ever.
Yeah, I'm cooler.
Whatever. What? Yeah, little... get in the car.